I'm efforting no longer. I found my guest, a left wing for the Vegas Golden Knights, a three-time All-Star selection. 3 goals, 4 assists in the postseason, 25 goals, 19 assists in the regular season. He was the 33rd pick overall back in 05. Vegas advances to the Western Conference Finals. They now await the winner of Winnipeg and Nashville. James Neal is my guest. James, good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. Great to have you back. Now, when you and I talked back in January, we talked about the special year this team was having, and now we're talking in May as you await for the winner for the Western Conference Finals. What have the last few months, and in particular, the postseason been like for you and for the team?
Yeah, I mean, right from day one, it's been, a lot of fun, I think. Obviously, being an expansion team and having to come together as a team very quickly and getting to know each other and, and then working together and getting our systems right from our coaching staff and everyone kind of getting a feel for each other and building chemistry and, you know, everything that goes along with, becoming a good team. So we, had to go through fast forward a little bit and do it quickly and, we did that, and everyone's been great and a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about a few of those things in a minute, but the fact is it's your 8th straight year of playing in the postseason, and you've got a reputation of coming through in the playoffs, leading to the Big Game James nickname. So is it something that you can consciously dial up when the playoffs roll around, or is it something that just kind of happens?
Well, I think it's just that, I just love playing the playoffs. The biggest thing is that I want to win a Stanley Cup, and it's something you dream of as a kid, and I've had a taste of winning in the past here, but I just haven't been able to finish it off. So I think that's what drives you. And, when those big games come along, you want to be able to step up. And, when you're as a goal scorer, you want to be able to get those big-time goals that the times your team needs you. So it's been great so far in the playoffs, and I think every guy on our team has stepped up in a huge way.
Golden Knights left wing James Neal, my guest. The other thing that keeps coming up is when guys talk playoff hockey, it's not just that the intensity ramps up, but the feeling is the rink actually gets smaller. Is that how it feels to you? And then how do you deal with that extra intensity in postseason hockey?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just how the fans are reacting to everything. Every little play means so much more, and The physicality is obviously ramped up a ton. So, when guys are coming after you every chance you have the puck, and they're going to be physical on you, it definitely makes the rink feel a little smaller than it is. And but I think that's a good thing for us because our rink's been great all year. The fan support's been awesome. The passion this city has brought to our team has been really cool to play in front of, and that's just an advantage for us.
I'm on the outside looking in, but I've never seen anything like that, the kind of fan intensity you guys have, which I'll get to in a minute. But the other thing that you and I spoke about earlier in the season, you broke your hand in last year's playoff run with Nashville, and then you spent all September on the injured list. You weren't even expected to be ready to start this season, but you did. And even though the hand didn't feel completely right, you've said that it's taken pretty much all season for you to get that strength back. So how good does it feel to have it when you need it most on the big stage?
Yeah, that's been the nicest thing, I think. A lot of times and a lot of players go through it all year with injuries and stuff. And, for me, it's been a nice change that, I'm finally feeling 100% going into playoffs. So that's usually not the case, especially after you battle for 82 games to try to make the playoffs. And, your body takes quite a toll. And so it's been nice to be able to be healthy in playoffs and, contribute as much as I can, but, I'm feeling really good.
Vegas Golden Knights left wing, James Neal, my guest. And then you've got a guy standing on his head between the pipes in Marc-Andre Fleury. He has been a monster in the postseason. So what do you think when you see him play the way he is right now?
Yeah, I mean, a guy I played with in Pittsburgh, so I knew what he was capable of. So couldn't be happier to have him picked in the draft to come on this team with us. But, a guy who's won 3 Stanley Cups, he's been there, he's done it, and he knows what it takes, but at the same time, being unprotected and leaving Pittsburgh, he has something to prove, and he wants to show people how good he is, and that he's a winner. So he's definitely been doing that. But he's such a great guy, and he's been so good for us. He's won us games night in and night out. We wouldn't be where we are today if we didn't have him.
You know, James, it's one thing when you have a guy like that in the room, but it's another thing when almost every single guy like that is in the room. I mean, a team full of guys who are left unprotected by other teams. It's got to be a pretty emotional thing when you pour everything you have into a team and a city, and then they leave you unprotected, and then suddenly you're with another team. It seems to me it would be pretty easy for guys to get angry and not be in the right headspace for the season, but it seems like your entire room has rallied around that. How are you able to manage that and take advantage of that?
Yeah, it's. I mean, each guy has a different situation, and of course, it's tough. No one wants to leave unprotected. I mean, some guys, you know, maybe this is a good thing for them. It gives them a chance, a different opportunity here. You know, leaving Nashville last year, and you know, pouring everything into a city, and you know, being one game away from a game seven and playing for the Stanley Cup. You know, it was tough. So, I think it gives you that extra motivation, but everyone on the same page and. Everyone wants to work for each other, and we all the same goal. We all want to win, and we know that we have to do that together. So right from day one when you're introducing yourself to each other and right from the whole season on, I think, you know, our consistency has been, you know, a pretty special thing. You know what each guy is going to bring to the table every single night, and that's what's made us such a great team.
All right, so speaking of Nashville, before you go, you were there 3 years. So right now you're waiting on an opponent for the Western Conference Finals. Is there any part of you that would like to get a shot at them and let them know what they're missing?
Yeah, I know it's tough. I mean, last year, being in Nashville, I'm playing playing against Pittsburgh, who traded me to Nashville. So, and then now I leave Nashville. I'm playing for the Golden Knights. We're having a great year, and now I'm waiting for one game to see if I'm going to play my old team. So it's pretty fresh in your mind. But you know what? I'm just going to enjoy a game seven. Tomorrow night, and whatever happens. Hopefully it's for the best, and you know, stay positive, and I look forward to if I have to play the old guys, and can't wait to do that. But you know, it'll be a little bit weird, but we'll get over that pretty quick. I guess I have some experience playing the old team, so I did it last year, and you know, if we do it this year, hopefully come out on top.
That'd be something to see. Before I let you go, and I can't let you go without asking about the fans. They were getting fired up outside the arena before Game 5 of the San Jose series. When you clinched that series, there were people dancing on Fremont Street. I mean, when you first arrived in Vegas, could you ever have imagined that this team would be embraced by this city the way it has?
No. It's been pretty incredible. You know, I think everyone was excited to come here to Las Vegas and be the first professional sports team and, you know, take this city by storm, but I didn't think it would ever be like this. It's been amazing, and the way the fans have taken us in and the support we have is pretty amazing. So we love it. We love playing in front of our fans here, walking around town and being out eating, doing different things, and, you know, people coming up to you and talking to you and saying how thankful they are for our team and for what we've done to this city. It means a lot. So it's been a special year so far, and we just want to continue going with it.
And finally, can you imagine? I mean, the next eight are the toughest eight, but have you even allowed yourself to think what it might feel like to have a Stanley Cup parade in Vegas? I mean, what would that look and feel like?
Yeah, I mean, you can always dream and wonder, and you know, bringing the Stanley Cup down Las Vegas Boulevard, down the Strip, I think that would be the next level. But like you said, we got eight more wins to do. We got a lot of work. You know, we're going to be playing some great teams. So don't get too far ahead of yourself. We know what we got to do, and we'll continue to put in the hard work. And we can't wait to get going here in the next series.
Fair enough. Vegas advancing to the conference finals, and they will await the winner of Winnipeg and Nashville. Left wing James Neal, my guest. James, great to have you back. Thanks so much for doing that, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. Great talking to you.
You too, James. Appreciate you. Vegas Golden Knights are incredible. Not only an expansion franchise that can win the entire thing, and I'm going to once again argue there is no more difficult challenge than winning a Stanley Cup. They can do it in their first year, but to do it in Vegas is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I mean, it's surreal. Imagine taking that cup down the Strip.